Initialize. The Owl King sits impatiently tapping a pencil on his desk and gritting his razor-sharp, bone-white teeth. He stands and moves in front of his executive-style desk, looking out the window down at the crops. Managing the old farm can be tiresome, he thinks, in an overgrown remains of the Northwestern Airship Company's former landing grounds. Some of the old bunker's house is the most violent of the patient's crops grow now. Off-limit areas where the ones who've taken and been transmuted to horrific demons or robots in a ghost-like place now wither their shattered limbs in self-created nervous system cesspools on the farm. If you approached his Lincolnshire operation as any third-party specter, you could get an impression it was a nut house with a few non-violent cases at worst. Underneath what is really boiled down to was the augmented human battles arranged for higher sentience, entertainment, and genetic research. Like alien equivalent of dogfights doubling as a source of labyrinths. Jimmy wakes in the dimly lit room. The furnishings are quite minimal. A bed, a sink, no mirror. He can't seem to recall, had the collector dragged him here. Last he could recall, he was wandering around the kingdom within. Time for your first session, Lapsa. Feel full orderly from this slit in the door. The clack of the lock turning and the figures cast in silhouette as the door slowly creaks open. A man is tapping a vicious-looking club against his left hand. Several hours seem to go by that Jimmy can't recall. Dr. P sits smiling at him, awakening. I'm overseeing your pace personally, Jimmy. Old Jimmy B can't seem to move his arms very well. A serious lack of vitality he associates with the door exposure. He lays there helplessly, for a bit lost in the strange imagery of alien cocoon flesh ripping into metamorphosis. Onyx claws, gnarling grins with thousands of bloody teeth. What the fuck just happened, he thinks. Time for your group anti-art rehabilitation. B interrupts his thoughts with a nodding to the guest to lead him off. Jimmy B scribbling somewhat crude but elaborate drawings on his page with crayons, colored pencils, and ink pens they provided. Comic book style depictions of horrific mutations. Some horrible zombie self in the first panel. It shortly thereafter degrades into splashes of grotesque and bloody cinematic slaughter. These pictures seem to draw themselves in perfect fashion, almost as if they develop on the page through unseen guidance of his hand. He looks in his pride and laughs at the glitchy circuitry some other patients are operating on as they go in the ways of half-retarded, seemingly epileptic fits and tantrums. Smacking the table, rolling around, speaking gibberish while drooling and staring off into space. What the fuck is this place? Had he gotten here from the underground beehives? He can still hear some rumbling sound underneath the complex. He just became aware of when being led to Dr. B's office. It's starting to wear on him. I could really use a cigarette about now. He thinks, and awkwardly applying texture to his pictures with his thumbs in ink. Texture seemed to morph in black expanse, depicting some intangible, energetic lines of malice. Looking over his neighbor in a stupor, he says, "You too, buddy." The evil mistress of his therapy session cast a sharp glare at him. The guards seem to respond almost telepathically, inching their way towards him and the crumbling up of his latest drawing. "Tell them this happens to be disobedient, Johnny," says the burlier of the two. A young man behind Johnny, covered with odd sores in his body, repeats in stuttering fashions the phrase, "Rip your fucking skin off! Rip 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 your fucking skin off! As thought it were a mantra, and he were well acquainted with. He keeps looping the words into effort, decreasing volume, syllables more broken with each utterance. The guards made both smile a quick, empty grin. The sun is setting outside the window behind them. The truth is, it seems this operation has been running for a while under supervision of my Go-modified Brantleys. There is also some involvement of the particular assets it seems Brantley himself may have provided access rights to. Jimmy doesn't know this, though. All he knows is this place is bad news. He tries to scan his memory for bandwidths for distress transmission to OC and other disks to get him to focus on recall. It wouldn't matter anyway. The whole damn place is blanketed in signal jamming EMF! The next day, his patients are wandering outside in fields of short dying grass. The sun seems fake. The machine hidden behind the solar reflections. He can't help but think. I've got to get out of here and back to the Neo-D labs to find out what they've done to me and what they're doing here.